Live from Los Angeles, it's the at-home edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die.
Entrepreneur and author of Open Key.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars have always
musical guest, Peter Sterling. I am Mark Bajur, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am so excited about this show. I feel like I've met a new friend, somebody who has been doing something at a level that I am aspiring to. And that's exciting for me because as I started to peruse his book, as I started to listen to a lot of the interviews, different people and the kind of conversations that he has with his audiences and et cetera, I started to think, you know, there are people who do understand what the conversation is and how we may want to have it going forward. And so so the thought that came to my mind is, especially recently in the midst of all of this that's going on, so many people allow themselves, their family, their friends, and their kids think a certain way, talk a certain way, share with each other in certain ways, use certain words. And I don't hear a lot of people, some people, but I don't hear a lot of people saying things like, we might want to change that thought, or have you ever thought of it this way, or is that the word you want to use? And I'm going to end there because our guest actually has certain words that he uses that I have only started to hear, but he puts them out there in a way that we're going to start to we're going to start our conversation right there, actually, when we come back with our guest. Later on with our musical guest, there's such a conversation that can be had there, but we're going to be listening to his beautiful music. So all on the Life Show, we've got Brandon Beecham, and we've got Peter Sterling. And of course, when we come back, we'll have Mark Leisure right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate, but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at LifeChangesShow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Yep, The Life Changes Show at Home Edition, and I am Filippo Voltaggio online with Mark Leisure.
You know, I was thinking about the title of tonight's show, and
all the devastation that has been suffered through this pandemic and the businesses closed and the families facing challenges. And I think there's a broad audience out there that would love to understand how to unlock unlimited abundance. Really, really looking forward to tonight's conversation.
Indeed, indeed. So modern alchemy to unlock infinite abundance. That's actually the tagline to the book we're going to be talking about today with our guest entrepreneur, thought leader, author, and podcast host, Brandon Beacham. Welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Hello, hello, guys. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you on. And right away in your write-up, when you talk about what's important for you in the world, you use a word that I think is brilliant. I've only heard a couple of people use it, so we're going to just jump right into it. You have a purpose in life, and that purpose is what?
My purpose in life, specifically, or everyone?
You.
Ah, well, I would say my purpose is to... That's, you know, I don't think anyone's ever asked me that question.
What a great question. You said I guessed anything.
You jumped right in the deep end of the pool, didn't you? Let's just get right to it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I would say my purpose is to know myself and to help as many other people do the same as possible. I believe we're all just walking each other home and helping. The more I can help others, well, first myself to remember and help others to re-member as we all come back together to the realization that there's only one of us in the room. And the consciousness that animates my form is the consciousness that animates your form. And the separation is an elaborate illusion. And once you start playing with that idea, it gets very, very exciting and fun.
Well, so you have a you want people also to understand the ultimate nature of reality. So understand, let's start with that. What does that mean?
You know, I love the word understand. Originally, I think the first time I ever heard it was my friend who's also been on my show, the Positive Head Podcast, Savan Bomar is his name. What an interesting guy he is. And he was the first time several years ago. And understand to me, it implies a deeper knowing, a deeper level of tapping into the truth. And this, so whenever I use the word understand in my new book, The Golden Key, I'm referring to, you know, sort of coming from this base level knowing that indeed I am one with everything that I see. Everywhere I go, I'm there waiting for myself. And so it is, you know, whatever I'm bumping up against, there really is no out there. It's reflecting me in some way, shape, or form, showing me what I need to see in order to become the next greatest and grandest version of myself.
And so the interesting thing is that you want people to understand the ultimate nature of reality. Now, help us understand what ultimate nature of reality means.
Well, we're circling the same thing. So understanding implying this deep knowing. It's like we can use words. It's a sort of feeble attempt to point to something as profound as, you know, what it is that I'm saying. And that is that, you know, you and I are it. Everyone listening, isn't it wild to consider the idea that there's only one of us in the room? Every ear that is listening is just an extension of the same consciousness. And so that is the ultimate nature of reality at its core. You know, and really with the book, The Golden Key, that's what I set out to do is like, hey, we're one with it all. It is all an extension of you, not just the physical universe, the non-physical. I mean, think of the abundance in creation and all of it just being some extension of you, like your arm or your leg in some way, shape, or form. So how do we really start to tap into that is really what I'm most excited about. And once you start playing with the idea that you are, you know, not just theoretically, but feeling it. And that's what this understanding is pointing to, feeling this idea that like, wow, everywhere I go, I'm there waiting for myself. This is an elaborately designed simulation for me to become more of, you know, of myself. And I believe this is how we are, literally how God experiences herself, source, higher self, consciousness, the universe, whatever you want to call it, whatever name you want to try and put on the unnameable, right? And this is the game it plays with itself. It's sort of this game of cat and mouse and hide and seek. We forget so that we can remember, and it's sort of separation, unification that's constantly going on. And if we look at even at the physical universe, you know, what do they say? Well, we theorize that we started as this infinitesimal speck of dense matter that exploded outwards and is still expanding outwards in the known universe. And one of the theories is one day it could collapse back upon itself, right? So think of separation, unification, and this is the dance that, you know, source plays with itself so that it can have contrast and context in order to know itself.
Well, speaking of knowing itself, you just said yet another thing that I've never heard. I've heard wherever you go, there you are. I've never heard wherever I go, I'm there waiting for myself.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that an amazing, when you start playing with these kind of fundamental ideas of, okay, I'm one with everything that I see. It's always me reflecting me back to me in some way, shape, or form. And that it's always happening for me, not to me. This is really the formula for a way to begin to navigate your reality in a way that you're like the little kid who's played the video game a lot, and you see him, you know, on it, and you're like, wow, he's really good at that. You know, whereas if you and I go and pick up the same game, it's like just fumbling through. And that's really when you start applying those sort of tools, those tricks of navigating your reality, that's where I believe that, and have seen from firsthand experience, that the level ups really come rapidly. So, you know, you start even playing with the idea of, okay, why is this happening for me? What is this? This guy just cut me off on the road and is flipping me off. He may not know that he's serving me actually in some way, and that he's actually, I love playing with the idea of like everyone else is the master and I'm the student. So they're always giving me some feedback about self that is going to help me to become the next greatest and grandest version of myself. And it really makes it an interesting way to navigate instead of making it this separate thing and making it really, you know, personal in a way that hurts. It's like, oh, this is feedback. This is showing me something. And sometimes, you know, you can say, look at something and say, wow, I did that. I created that, you know, and then something that you really like, and you can kind of apply it to something that maybe you're not as fond of calling into your experience. But that is just there to help teach you and course correct, if you will, I would say.
So, Brandon, you said it again. You said yet again something else. And so I have heard many of us say, why is this happening to me? And you said, why is this happening for me? As if it's a natural thing to say. I like it. I want to make that a natural thing to say, like, why is this happening for me?
Yep. Yep. Yep.
So, yeah, go on.
Go ahead. I think of my friend, my magician friend, who's just, you know, such a character in every word he delivers. And the other day I was talking to him, and he was talking about a close friend of his who was really struggling with some hardships and going through it. And he looked at her in the very exuberant way he speaks, and it's like, this is it. This is what you came here for. This is the stuff of life. Congratulations, you know? And you start playing with that. And, you know, it doesn't mean you're not going to be down or hurt or, you know, there's to blow it off like, oh, you know, nothing stings, nothing. You know, certainly you're going to have experiences that are painful and really, you know, challenging. But that's where the growth comes from, right? Like, there is no, you know, smooth seas never made for a skilled sailor, and we came here to be skilled sailors. So, you know that that's a part of the journey, and it makes it, you know, for me, one of the keys in the Golden Key is trust the mystery. I don't always know the why, but I trust the process of what's unfolding. And so, you know, when I start to say, okay, why is this happening for me? What I find is that lump of coal oftentimes behind it, there's a diamond waiting to be discovered. If I can, you know, start seeing it through the right lens or give it enough time to mature into whatever it's supposed to mature into. And, you know, that is really, we're so quick to judge, like, oh, this is good, this is bad. And it's like, you know, this very like myopic, like, you know, one-dimensional view of things. And the fact that you ran out of gas might have saved you from a head-on collision 10 minutes down the road that you'll never know about, right? So is it really good or is it really bad? I know it's happening for my growth. And I believe that with every ounce of my being. And what I find is it serves me greatly when it comes to dealing with challenges, especially.
So a lot of what we're talking about is in the Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. And we're going to get to the book. I just have two more words real quick. You do a breakdown of universe as in uni and verse. And then you also spell sometimes universe as Y-O-U. So real quickly on those two.
Ah, I love that you're pinging on this. Yeah, so it's really interesting, I find, you know, etymology and the true meaning of words. A lot of times I feel like things are hiding in plain sight. Mm-hmm. You know, it's sort of there waiting for us to synchronicity in these sorts of things. A lot of times it's just like you get really good at noticing the pattern recognition and started connecting more dots. And so I really pay attention to that with words. And universe, one song. Right? The universe is one song that is seeing itself. It is actually all vibration. You know, everything is vibration. Sound, I saw my friend Robert Grant the other day said, and he's a brilliant mathematician, and he said, geometry is frozen sound. Matter is frozen light, suspended light. And so it's literally all just vibration, light, sound. It's all vibrations. It's, what is a song? It's vibrations. It's all, you know, we can look at the particles that make me up. It's in you up. It's 99.99999% space. And what we consider solid isn't solid at all. It's vibrations of energy popping in and out of existence. We don't know where they come from or where they go to. They're just flickering so quickly like a movie projector is. And when they get here, they're intelligent and organized. And it's just fascinating when you stop and think and look at and examine what is truly going on in the nature of the situation in which we find ourselves. We've sort of gotten, you know, familiarity breeds indifference. But when you start to like stop for a moment and say, okay, yeah, I'm familiar with this, but it's pretty fascinating what's going on here. And so I like to take it a step further with actually you touched on the golden key, the master key that ties all eight together in the book is master the Y-O-U, the universe. You know, it is basically implying the idea that I'm the only one in the room. It's like literally I am, you know, a node of consciousness through which source is experiencing itself. And everything, there is no out there. It's all a prop in my movie reflecting me back to me. And vice versa, I'm a prop in your movie. And I would say, and you created me in the image of this avatar, this character with this sort of, you know, personality and so forth. It's all a prop in your private movie. So of course you make it. You're the only one here. If you haven't won, it isn't over.
I think I created you pretty good, Brandon. I mean, look at you.
Well, some may argue that, but thank you very much. I appreciate the admiration of your creation.
So you're inspiring me for another phrase that is often said as, or why are you doing this to me? Why am I doing this to me? Mm-hmm. So there are so many phrases, and then we can move on to now some keys, but so many phrases that this conversation has inspired, and I hope for others to look at how you're saying things, what words you're using, and how they may be affecting us, kind of like the magic of words, which brings me to last word, abracadabra.
Abracadabra. So is the translation for that is I create as I speak. So what a trip, right? We're literally spelling when we speak. Our words are our wands. We are casting a spell. I often say on my own podcast, the only thing I'm good at is making up stories about myself that serve me. Mm. Abracadabra, I create as I speak. Oh, this thing happened, and I find an angle and a way to see it from the light and vantage point that I want it to be. I found by closely observing people in my life, have you ever met someone and you're like, I'm not sure if this is an angel that's been delivered or a devil in disguise? And the truth probably is, in some cases, it can be both, depending on how you create them and how you create them with your beliefs and with your focus and with your energy. And so it really is like, what story are you telling about yourself? You know, I've told the story my whole life. I don't believe in getting sick. Now, I'm not going to say I've never been sick, but compared to the average person, I've never been in a hospital. I've never, you know, I can't remember the last time I, you know, had a cough or a fever or an ache or a pain. Or so is it incredible? What's going on there? I believe what just like we can see placebo, 30% of all healing, including surgery, is placebo. They now know. Some say even higher. So it's like, this reality is so malleable, and we've gotten sold on, you know, we've gotten sold on an idea of limitation oftentimes by the television. It's telling us a vision that doesn't really serve us per se. And I've gotten really proficient at telling a vision that really serves me. And, you know, I always say to people, listen to all this stuff with an open mind and see for yourself, because obviously you're smart people listening. You're going to assess for your own, you know, you're not a sheep. Right. And the beautiful thing is, once you start playing with these ideas and applying them, buckle up your seatbelt, you see for yourself, the results speak the loudest. And so, yeah, it is really just getting good at finding that silver lining and spinning a narrative that really serves you and empowers you. And it's, you know, and it makes sense, right? If you're one with the source consciousness that creates and animates all things, you're God-godding, if you will. So what does a source do? It creates, right? So it's literally creating with its attention in the story and the narrative that it's spinning. And so, you know, to me, it just makes all the sense in the world why this works, you know, is because that's what you are. You are the creator and created rolled into one. And so we might as well get very conscious about what it is we're creating.
Well, in the book, Brandon, you share 8 keys of abundance, which you have unlocked over 25 years of experience and deep exploration. I think, do you add to that all the people that you've also talked to that are successful in their fields and all of that? Yes?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've had the pleasure of having some incredible, you know, people on my podcast and my late night style show, Optimistic, that I recently have started putting out to the world. And it's so beautiful because, you know, it's all other me's, right? And it's like, oh, what little nugget of wisdom do you have for me? And I like to often refer to myself as a thought leader DJ, because there's so many brilliant minds out there that are just, you know, dropping these wisdom bombs, you know, and I'm like, oh, I'll take that. Like you said, oh, I'll take that one. I'll take that one. Oh, I like that. I'll put this one in my pocket. And then just mix them up into your own little, you know, your own performance of delivery and style and energy. And we've all got our gifts to grasp onto these concepts and then, you know, implement them in a way that is unique to us. And it's just so inspiring in spirit, right? You're in spirit when you're inspired, inspiration. So,
and there's a good one too. I'll take that too. You know, actually, Brandon, I had a visual while you were saying that of a piece of music, even a short piece of music. Give it to a flutist and it's going to sound a certain way, and the exact same song is going to sound completely different with a harpist, like our musical guest today. So it's the same song. It's just going to sound different because it's coming through you.
Yep. And the person receiving it is always going to be different too. Oh. So I could deliver this message right now to someone, and then I could deliver it a year from now. Of course, I'm going to be slightly different, and therefore whatever energetic offerings I'm tying into it, because it's like everything is encoded in vibrational in nature. So it would be a slightly different delivery tomorrow because I'll be slightly different tomorrow and the person receiving it would be different tomorrow. So it's, you know, I think sometimes people get caught up in comparison and, oh, well, I can't do that and I'm not good enough or, you know, any of that. And here's one of the stories, my favorite stories to spin. So people could hear this show and say, oh, I could never do what these guys are doing. And, you know, or something they admire, someone on Instagram who's, oh, look at how beautiful they are. Or this, you know, whatever story of separation and lack that you may be telling. Instead, start looking at it this way. That which is like unto itself is drawn, right? We attract what are the closest vibrational match to ourselves. It's so if you're hearing this broadcast out of all the possibilities of things vying for your attention, it's because it's such a close vibrational match to you that you've called in this particular prop in your movie that it's like, you know, or the person on Instagram, wow, out of all the things I could be seeing, I'm seeing this because it's such a close match to me. I must be getting really close to that now, right? And it's a very empowering way to flip it.
And we're hearing some very beautiful music. I think it's either the Angels or it might be our musical guest unmuted. He doesn't know he's unmuted. So why don't we're going to go to a commercial anyway. We should mention all of these things that you've talked about. And interestingly enough, we're going to talk about a key or two, but if anybody's been listening and when you see the book or read the book or get the book, he just said everything. In this whole conversation, I think you went through all 8 keys, and there it is. So the book, The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. The podcast is The Positive Head Podcast, and then the new show, which is Optimistic, and I'll give websites out real quick, and the main one is Optimistic, mystic.tv. What an exciting project, actually. And you can get the book there. And
actually, can I correct that? That's the book is actually at goldenkey.gift.
Oh, okay. Yep. Thank you for the correction. The gift is at thegoldenkey.gift. We'll have to correct that on the website. Okay.
And you can get the audio or ebook there with your free download code.
Oh, so the download code is Life Changes, all one word, caps if it's needed. So Life Changes.
All one word, no caps. I don't think it matters either way.
Okay. Well, so with that, I want to give also, can I give positivehead.com?
Please.
Oh, that's what a question.
No, you do not tell them.
Oh man, and we'll be
how dare you.
Oh, I fell into that. All right, so we'll be back with our guest, Brandon Beacham. Oh, that'll be one for the record. And then our musical guest a little later on, Peter Sterling, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and 4 legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangeshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, host, and our guest is an entrepreneur, a thought leader, an author, and a podcast host, and so much more. A very funny guy, a lot of fun, Brandon Beacham. So great to be having this conversation. We only have a couple of minutes left together, but you mentioned all the keys. Is there a particular, without saying this is a key, is there a particular key to your book, The Golden Key, that you'd like to share?
Well, let's see. I would say we did touch on a few of them. One that jumps out at me is the seventh key, which is love what comes. And, you know, my friend Matt Kahn said a different way, you know, whatever arises, love that.
Yeah.
And if you want to know the way through whatever it is that is coming up in your life, it's what we resist persists, what we accept, we move through. And when you can, it doesn't mean it's always easy. You know, this idea that, you know, we have to be happy all the time, that's just not realistic and not really what we came here for. But what you can do is get to a point of being at peace and learning to, you know, be the space for what is, and to find love for whatever is coming your way. And when you can get into that vibration of I am love. And I'm going to be that regardless of what comes, instead of, you know, sort of this puppet on a string. If this happens, I'm happy. If this happens, I'm sad. If this happens, it's like, no, I'm going to show up as love, and I'm going to find a way. And sometimes it's very challenging, easier said than done. That's where the work lies, of loving whatever comes into my field, because I know it's exactly what I need to become the next greatest and grandest version of myself. And by taking that as my base approach to everything that I, you know, bump up against in this crazy life, it is just such a tool for our tool belt to serve us to really get on the fast track to growth and to have a truly abundant life.
You know, I just turned to that chapter and I was going through the different segments of it. And in the event of a loss of cabin pressure, what you're talking about, put your mask on first kind of thing.
Yep.
Yep. Attitude of gratitude, let your heart overflow. Get to the root of the matter. The gift of forgiveness.
Favorite book is a book by Neil Donald Walsh, The Little Soul in the Sun. And it is the ultimate story of, I believe, mankind's journey with forgiveness, and guaranteed to make you cry whether you're a kid of 9 or 99. It's an incredible, incredible book.
So, in the last key, is it okay if we talk a little bit more about the last key?
Sure.
Because you mentioned
Please.
It already, but master the universe. Now, in actuality, I'm thinking, interesting. You did another thing with the word extraordinary. What the heck? What's that?
I think when I wrote extraordinary, because I was referencing another, short story by Andy Weir called The Egg, and this idea that the universe is your own personal egg. And, so I just a few chapters before I talk about that story. So, it's sort of a nod back to the extraordinary egg that we all reside within.
Well, what I think is exciting is you and I were having a conversation before the show, and you said, you know, let's talk about anything. And I've had that a lot, actually. And then I ask questions, and then people, well, I don't. It kind of gets. So the interesting thing with you is that you're up for the game. You're up for the challenge. You're up for the, and it reminds me of one of the sections where, was it Roll with the Rolls or something like that? It was just like, this is coming right now, then it's for me to experience it. He's not going to throw something at me that I'm not going to want to play with.
Yep. Yep. And it's like in Roll with the Rolls, I talk a lot about starting to notice the patterns. For example, I have a really wild story of synchronicity around my birthday. We don't have the time for me to share it all, but it's like my dad's birthday, grandmother's birthday, great-great-grandmother died on that day. And, you know, imagine that story going on for 10 more minutes. And so I start to notice, like, okay, there's going to be different characters that are going to roll in. Oh, stage left, here comes. Oh, here comes someone moving into the communal property that I run in, in LA, and they have my birthday, and okay, well, let's see what's in store for me. Oh, the biggest challenge I've ever had, you know, with someone in this space. And okay, how do I level up? How do I use this as an opportunity to level up as opposed to melt down over sort of the conflict and things that arose? And, you learn to just, if someone is coming into my field, it's because there's a gift to be exchanged. And sometimes those gifts are, it's taking your medicine isn't always pleasant, but, you're healthier for it on the other side. And so, that's what I touch on a little bit in that chapter.
So the Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. Throughout it, you offer obviously a great suggestion from your own life and experiences, successful business and shows and that kind of thing, and also words from other people. And then you have a game. Can we talk real quickly about that?
Yes, absolutely. So what I decided to do with the book is really I wanted to walk the talk. So the Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance, and is for me, if I really believe everything that I say, which I do, okay, well, what is my job here? You know, as Gandhi said, if you want to find yourself, lose yourself in the service of others. I believe that holds true because there are no others. So for me, taking this 25 years of deep exploration of the ultimate nature of reality, 1,400 episodes of my podcast, it's a lot of me talking, as you can imagine, just in this short time, as you've like, I think you already covered them all. So what I wanted to do was distill to the best of my ability all of this down into 3 hours of listening or 100 pages to read and gift it to the world. Allow people. I feel like the best way for us to survive as we transition into the planet of paradise that we're meant to come out the other side of the COVID chrysalis into, we're in those dangerous teenage years where, we got the keys and we drive recklessly. So for us to really make it, I believe understanding the nature of the situation in which we find ourselves, and understanding the ultimate nature of reality is of paramount importance. So I wanted to, share the abundance of this information, and then I turn around at the end of the book because I love being playful and in games. And, the only Bible verse I quote regularly is, lest you become like a child, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. So how do we become playful with it, right? And tune into heaven on earth. And that is, let's have fun. So at the end of the book, I have a game that is designed to help you to drum up more abundance in all its many forms, time, money, relationships, wisdom. There's so many forms of abundance. And then I actually really walk the talk by taking anyone who plays the game, the golden game, as we call it, that's outlined at the end of the book. They put in a monetary contribution for the book after having received it for free, optionally. And then I share that abundance with all the people playing. So it's just an idea for me to, to create more abundance for everyone, and in a very fun sort of gamified way.
Well, it's fun as you're describing it. And thank you for making it fun. But thank you for making this fun and for sharing what can be very deep, very esoteric, very new for a lot of people, and very hard to understand, much less understand. Thank you for making it fun and funny, and what a pleasure connecting with you, Brendan.
Oh, likewise. Thank you so much for showing up as a beautiful reflection in my YOU universe. And I'm glad that you've enjoyed the prop that you created, my friend.
So the book is The Golden Key, The Golden Key, and goldenkey.gift, correct? That's the website?
Correct.
Okay. Yep. Goldenkey.gift.
Yep. Be sure to use for the audio or ebook. With the life changes, all one word code.
You life changes, all one word. Yes, indeed. Well, thank you, Brendan. I look forward to the next time in whatever version I show up.
Yes, as I start off the golden key. Nice to meet you again for the first time. And until next time, journey well, my friend, and all of you out there listening. It has been a true pleasure and honor.
Wonderful. Thank you, Brandon. Brandon Beecham, what a pleasure. And again, positivehead.com and optimistic.tv. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Robert and I live in Los Angeles. My working hours vary a lot, but mostly I get home around 2:30 a.m. and I am exhausted because by the time I get to sleep, a neighbor revs his car up and it wakes me up. When awakened, I become so angry that I can't get back to sleep. 6 months ago, I asked him if he could tone it down a little, and he did for a short time, but now it is back every day. I can't stand to see him or his wife because of this, so I have had to stop going to the pool because one or both are often there. And when I cross their path, I turn away and don't speak or look at them. Now, because of not sleeping, I'm consistently angry and having heart issues. A friend suggested I contact you, so I'm begging you for help to heal my heart.
Dear Robert, consistent anger is truly not an elegant choice, and as you have already noticed, it takes quite a toll on our physical bodies. All dis-ease begins in the emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies before it manifests in the physical. Our hearts react to our emotions, and if you want to heal yours, it is imperative that you choose love over fear. Anger is a very self-destructive form of fear, as you have already demonstrated. I personally spent many years being righteously angry, and my body occasionally reminds me of that less than elegant choice. I created extreme arthritis with my anger, and although I've healed it almost 100%, there are days that my arthritis rears its head. And I take a few moments to discern what my emotional mood is. And I have discovered that when the pain comes, it is always because I'm angry. And then I lovingly deal with the issue and free myself from the pain. It appears to me that since your neighbor stopped the noise for a while after you spoke to him at the beginning, that there could be an opportunity for another conversation. Did you thank your neighbor for quieting down when you asked him to, or did you just ignore his attempts to appease you? And since you no longer speak or look at your neighbors, you may want to examine how your attitude affects them. Anger is palpable, and I feel sure that they feel it when they see you. It may be beneficial to reach out to them like you did before, and thank them for the cooperation they displayed after your previous conversation, and ask if it is possible to be quieter in the future. If they don't choose to honor your request, you might ask your landlord if they can suggest an equitable solution. However, the real issue here is your consistent anger, and no one but you can change that aspect of your situation. I suggest that you get help in identifying the true source of your anger with a life coach or spiritual advisor and find the peace of mind you deserve.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Peter Sterling, on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji.
We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back, and our musical guest is an award-winning harpist, a recording artist, a composer, and so much more, actually. I hope we get to touch on it. Welcome to the show, Peter Sterling.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark, Filippo. So good to be here.
It's so good to have you here. Yeah. You know, Peter, while you and I were talking a couple times before the show, did you feel like there was a repeat in what our guest was saying about your and my conversation?
I certainly did. I was going to say I love what Brandon was sharing and talking about, you know, the vibratory nature of the universe. And what a wonderful segue into the harp, which must be, you know, the most beautiful instrument to express the vibratory nature of the universe, you know, and it's so ancient and it's always been something that was held in such highest regard because of its capability to be able to do that. So I think it's just a perfect. I think we've been totally set up the way it was just spontaneously. Here I am tonight out of the blue. So I'm grateful.
Well, it's not out of the blue. Obviously, we all created this, and we're all one, and we're all here. And actually, yes. It's not just us that's here. Evidently, according to your experiences, there are the angels.
They are. They're with us now. And as I was saying earlier, you know, whenever we talk about them, that attracts them into the space with us. And they want to be acknowledged. They want to be heard. They want to be felt. And they want to be seen right now. And they're here to help us. So we've got a lot of celestial helpers with us right now to help us to birth a new world in this great renaissance that's unfolding as we head, you know, at light speed towards the dawning of the golden age, the long prophesied golden age. And we stand on the threshold, and they continue to reassure me and tell me this all the time.
Well, Brandon, I know you're going to be sharing your music here with us shortly, but I didn't know, but I learned that you have a book, and in the book, yes, you talk about your experiences with music and angels. And one of the experiences I think is very interesting is that you were told by the angels that they would teach you how to play harp because you didn't know how, and then...
Well, yes, and you called me Brandon by mistake.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know,
Peter,
as Brandon was saying, we really are, there's only one of us here in the room, and it is so true. And that's the angels tell us me that all the time, is that, you know, there's only one of us here. It's our job to unify as one, and that's the power of the music. That's why they gave it to me and taught me how to play the harp, is because it has within it, my music has within it that unified field of oneness from that divine love, that divine source of light. And that's the realm of where the angels live and hang out in their dimension, in these higher celestial dimensions of light. It's where I was able to visit, you know, they took me up through these mystical visionary experiences I had that I talk about in my book, Hearing the Angels Sing, A True Story of Angelic Assistance. I go into great detail about, you know, how I made contact with the angels and how we learned to communicate with one another through telepathy and how they guided me to find the harp and bring through this music. So, yeah.
So we're going to hear your music now in just a moment, but I just have to say that the part of your story where you had not played the harp and the angels taught you how, yes. and then they told you that your music would be healing and, yes. and really quickly everything started to come to pass after that, right?
It certainly did. As soon as I realized that the angels were real and what I was experiencing with them was true and I wasn't fantasizing or hallucinating, I said, yes, let's do this. And within a week, a harp came into my life and something came over. My hands would just play on the strings by themselves. It was a very intense experience. But ultimately, after 10 months of the angels teaching me how to play, I made my first recording, which went on to be nominated for a national award. I got an international recording contract and worldwide distribution. And just like the angels had showed me in visions before it actually happened, it was quite remarkable and miraculous.
Well, what I'm excited about is Peter shared with me how the angels say that on the other side of what we're all experiencing right now is some wonderful stuff. And yes. one of the wonderful things is more of Peter's music, which we're going to get to hear some right now. Awesome. We're going to hear, is it Forevermore?
Forevermore. And you know, I was thinking, what is the meaning of forevermore? It's like, in itself, it's a multiple meanings. It's like the everlasting nature of God's love for us, the everlasting nature of the light, and the glorious sound of the angels. It's like the angelic symphonies and choirs. It never stops. It's just going 24/7. It's a constant emanation, this glorious heavenly sound that just blossoms throughout and reverberates throughout the universe in like fractal patterns. And it actually creates the most glorious structures. And the harp can do that too. As I play here now for you, I just invite all the listeners to open their hearts and to look up into the imagination and look up into the light in your imagination and let the angels and let God inspire some heavenly visions right now as well. I'll create this portal with the angels right now and I'll play Forevermore. So just enjoy this for a few moments.
Peter Sterling, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
So that That was Forevermore from his award-winning album, Sanctuary of Light. And speaking of music, you can go to harpmagic.com to learn more about Peter and what he's doing, and also get his music. But the sanctuary part, what you're doing with your music, sound healing and art and all of that in Sedona, Arizona, right?
That's correct. I'm coming from the planetary vortex and crystal city of Sedona, Arizona, just as you are broadcasting live, I guess, from the vortex dome. So we're holding the vortex energy here. Yes, that's where I'm broadcasting from tonight.
Well, wonderful. And so what is it that you feel is the healing aspect of your music? Is it partly your intention? Is it partly the instrument? Is it something else happening? All of the above?
It's really an alchemy. There's a lot of different aspects to what I do, but even before the harp, I've been an artist pretty much my whole life, and I came to Sedona 30 years ago to live my artistic vision, to live as an artist. And when I came here initially 30 years ago, I set up my stained glass studios, and I've been doing beautiful stained glass mandalas since I was a teenager, and really developed it into something very special, where I inlay crystals and gemstones into the design of the stained glass windows. And it was through that, through the learning about the harmonics of color and light and sacred geometry, that opened a portal in my awareness, in my consciousness, I believe, that set the stage for me to ultimately tune into the inner sound, you know, which so many of the mystics and great teachers and saints have spoken of, the inner light and sound. And it was through the sacred geometries of color and light of my glasswork that really brought me into contact, I believe, with the angels and hearing the celestial music of the inner plane music that the mystics and saints speak about. So they all work together. If you look at my art glass and my portals of light crystal alchemy art that I'm doing now that hangs in the gallery here in Sedona, you can see the angels have always told me that my art is very much like a visual representation of the sound of the music. And because, as I was saying, as I play the harp, as I'm experiencing, I'm seeing in my imagination, I'm seeing beautiful kaleidoscopic imageries of just kind of fractal patterns blossoming ever more into infinity. And that's the vibration, that's the essence, that's the patterning and the frequency and the of where we're going. That's the template of light that the angels are holding, that space in the higher dimension, and this, you know, ascended masters and saints and the mystics, they're all kind of holding this collective unified field, and we are drawing close, we're being drawn to it on this kind of collective soul level towards the ascension into a whole new divine expression, you know, on perhaps this new earth vision where of the golden age. So that's always the vision the angels have given me, and that has been my anchor through all of these times, even through the challenging times of this last year. I never lost hope, you know. It was always that, you know, we're so close, don't lose hope. This is not the end, just the beginning. You know, it's always, we're just at the beginning of something glorious. So that's the message, you know, for those of you maybe who have lost hope over these challenging times and are being, you know, confronted with great obstacles and challenge in your life, just, you know, keep the faith, keep the light in your heart. And I think there's going to be great, great miraculous blessings coming for all of us in the days ahead. I'm so excited about it.
Peter, what a perfect introduction to your next song before we end the show. And before your song, I do want to thank a friend of all of us and the show, Stephanie Lodge, for introducing you to us. So thank you, Stephanie. The this next song is Light in Your Eyes. Here is Peter Sterling performing live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
This is for all the lovebirds out there. Springtime is blossoming. So the light in your eyes. see here.
Talk about harp magic.
Thank you.
Peter Sterling, harpmagic.com, and also on Facebook, it's Harp Magic. What a pleasure to have you on, Peter. Thank you for sharing your music with us.
Thank you for having me. It's just been wonderful to be here with you guys.
Big thank you to our musical guest, Peter Sterling, and once again to our guest, Brandon Beecham. And with that, that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.